Good morning, and welcome to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Today is April the 4th, Saturday, in the year of our Lord, 2020. And I am Lori Spencer with your other hosts, Rick Schmidt and Tim Spencer. And good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
Good morning. Here I am. Good morning.
Okay. I'm sure we have, there's a lot of things that we wanted to cover, and I know you had some things that you mentioned you wanted to cover, Rick. So where would we like to go to first this morning, gentlemen?
Well, Mr. Spencer, let's follow the usual format. Did you have any particular thing on your mind at this moment?
I would have, folks, but here's the thing. I'm stuck in a hospital bed, no computer, barely a phone. So I don't have any real updates. Only real advice I've got, folks, is make sure you're up to speed on what you got as far as preparedness supplies. I mean, I don't have any up-to-date news, really. I know things as far as numbers going are really, really skyrocketing in the U.S. I know we've got 287,200 confirmed cases. Multiply that by 20, and that's what we really got, so... That's really all I've got, Rick and Lori, right this minute, but I'll be happy to opine where I can help.
Well, I will say this. You are 5x5 at this moment, so that's interesting.
Okay. Well, I'm here.
Well, and so you are. So, you know what? We're not going to spend, you may think, that we are about to drone on about... the new designer disease, and we're not. You already heard about it. If you're like we here in Missouri, we as of midnight tomorrow, we are
right.
Locked down. We are no travel order. I think you can still go to the store and the gas station, and. I think there's an X-rated movie parlor we can go to. Other than that, we can't. That's it. I mean, I don't know how they're going to enforce it, but that's how it is. So,
well, I don't think they really are, Rick.
Well, I'll tell you, it was interesting from a news flash point of view, if anybody cares.
I live
close to a small town, which, if you can believe this, is actually called the crossroads of the nation. For a while, it was the population center of the United States. And so all of the everything up there, of course, says crossroads of the nation. But yesterday, I went up to get some things like cattle panels, grit, chicken food, some other things that I needed, some hardware items to finish my drip stationing for the tomatoes and the squash, because as I've said before, and I'm going to say it one more time, I've got to quit spraying those leaves with a sprinkler, because all it does is just create a perfect environment for fungus and virus and mildew and downy mildew and all the blight in general. So from now on, that stuff's going to be on a drip station. If you don't have the wherewithal to run drip station, and there is a modest investment involved, you can certainly just water your plants at the bottom with the hose.
Right.
You know, just keep the leaves dry. You can do that if you like. But I was up there, and it looked like the day before Thanksgiving. There couldn't have been one person left at home. Everybody was there.
I bet.
To make matters, to be perfectly inexplicable, I tried to get in the automotive side, because what I wanted was a micro, I wasn't shopping. I wanted a micro SD card for my GoPro camera, because I wanted to make an informational video about how to bucket dry bulk food. So I needed, I had a micro SD card. God only knows where that went. And I know he does know. So I'll probably have two at some point, but I wanted one. So I try to get in the back. No, that's closed. So I go around a garden. No, that's closed. Go to the next where pharmacy is usually. Nope, that's closed. And I look all the way to the other end of the store, and here's this rent-a-guard funneling people in. There's one door open on the Walmart, one, and, you know, they want social distancing, 6 feet. We're coming through like we're loading a cattle car, shoulder to shoulder. And honest to God, is there some way that, have I had a stroke? Is there something wrong with the way I think? Why?
No, Rick.
Force people shoulder to shoulder and front to back and force you in through one door and then put X's on the floor so that, like, when you're checking out, you got to stand on your X over here. Anyway. Sorry, I guess I'm kind of going left here.
You're going intelligent, Rick. I mean, I agree with you. It is so silly. In New York, you're supposed to social distance, okay? But you look at the subway cars, and it's like sardines.
Yeah, none of it really makes sense unless you believe we're being messed with. Yeah.
Don't be paranoid.
Oh, no, believe me, I'm not. Actually, I am. But you know what they say, just because you're paranoid does not mean they're not after you. So, I go with that. I wanted to, though, with respect to our new design of disease, I wanted to kind of explore something that's been plaguing me for years. And, after watching a couple of Mr. High's latest efforts in this exact regard, he did have something fascinating to say about belief and perception. I've often been fascinated that I'll be in a conversation with someone I know, and I've brought this up before, because it fascinates me. And within seconds, they're furious. And it's because of something that I have said. And so, you know, you'd think that I said that I thought perhaps their mother was a hooker, but that's not it. All I'm doing is making a statement, my opinion, that makes them uncomfortable. That's it. That's all it is.
Yeah.
So I never made the statement in an effort to make them uncomfortable. I'm trying to have what I would have considered to be an intelligent conversation, and they're off the rails. And this will happen in less than 60 seconds.
Oh, yeah. As soon as you threaten somebody's, what is it you call, Rick? What they believe is true.
Their belief.
Yeah, their belief system. As soon as you threaten that and make them feel just a little bit outside of their normal box, the immediate reaction is anger every time.
Yeah, and interestingly, it is said and it is true that while people may not remember what you said, they will never forget how you made them feel. And
correct.
That is basically how people operate. You may be trying to help, and now they're trying to stone you. I remember one very famous individual from the past who kept having that problem. Not that I'm anything like that guy, but it happens to people, and you begin to wonder, do I have Asperger's or what is my problem here? Well, it's actually not, you know, my problem. It's actually their problem. So what happens is that you have a simple, there's an operating mechanism. It's observation, perception, and then the extrapolation. In other words, you look at something and you start with your beliefs. You start with your belief,
right.
And then you see a situation. You see a situation, and then you extrapolate an opinion. Well, the problem with most people is that they come to every situation with a preformed belief. And that is when they start getting angry, is when your observations don't look like theirs.
Right.
So what happens is that their belief structure, they wind up putting on like rose-colored, let's just call them rose-colored glasses, although I believe they have numerous colors. But what happens is that they come to a situation with preformed beliefs about damn near everything, and then they observe a situation, and the glasses, which is their belief system, strains out a lot of the information, a lot of the input. It strains it out, so they don't look at that, and then they can't. Their extrapolation is a joke. It's not the result of any thought. It's not the result
right.
of logic. It's just a twisted, contorted, jaded mess.
You're absolutely right. And then when they're hit with the truth, Rick. That's when they really go nuts, when it's the in-their-face truth, and they can no
right.
longer deny it,
well,
it's oh-shit time.
Yeah, that's it. And so we have here, which, by the way, I think, two things. First of all, you would ask yourself, well, where do they get these beliefs? Well, this kind of a person will get an idea from somebody that they trust, and God only knows who that might be, but that becomes their belief system. In other words, their belief never came from rational thinking. They just heard
right.
something from someone they trust, and now that's their belief system. Well, what was interesting about some of the things Mr. High had to say with respect to this situation was that this situation we're in now is so in your face, as you just mentioned. It is
right.
so irrefutably a big effing problem. Now we're locked down. I mean, really? So you can keep your belief glasses on. You can put your rose-colored glasses on. But I'm betting you're still standing 6 feet away or you're locked in your house. So
right.
this is crashing your belief systems. It's humbling your belief systems, and it's changing your perception and your extrapolations. You are not
right.
forced to look at all this stuff with a brand new set of eyeballs. You know, so this may be the first time in your life that you've ever been irrefutably challenged by somebody else's reality.
I agree. For most people, I would say, you know, you, Rick, and Lori and I are old enough to have lived through actual real disasters and stuff like that. But remember,
right.
I would say 70% of our audience, you know, are only 30 years old, and they have never had to live with the reality of, you know, no food on the shelves. They've never had
right.
to live under martial law like all of us have. You know, they just don't get it.
Right, right. Well, no, they don't. And the problem is, you can sit down like some old grandpa, man, and to steal a line from Hook, and explain it to them, and it's like you're telling them weird bedtime stories or something. You know,
right.
they don't really. They're listening, but they're not hearing. It's just
exactly.
as though you told them, you know, about the Hook Man or about, you know, God only knows what. But
right.
So to that end, you know, I would say that this may be why the military is now calling this Year Zero. We are entering a brand
yeah.
new. Yeah, we're entering. And Mr. High also mentioned, and my hat's off to the guy. He also mentioned, the other side of the graph was people who think differently. They look at a situation, they observe, they don't come to the table with a structured belief system regarding a certain situation. In other
right.
words, they're fluid. They're fluid. They're
well, you they're, have to be. That's how you survive, Rick.
Well, he brought that up as well, and so what happens is they, well, not bragging, but like me, I look at a situation in total disbelief, and I have to admit I do not know what this is. I really, which never happened before. I have no frame of reference. But the last thing I'm going to do is jeopardize the lives of my family by bringing my BS, my safety, my, I'm not bringing my hot chocolate and my service dog in my safe space to this situation to make sure that I wind up injuring or killing family members. I'm not going to do that. So I look at the
right.
situation and I say to myself, I have no idea what, who did this. I have some theories, but no proof.
Right.
And I don't know what it is. So you have to be okay with saying, I don't know what this is. And what you do at that point is you take the closest fire to you and you put that out. And then you
right.
do it again. So we're going to spend the rest of the show. You see, I haven't really talked about our new design of disease yet. I'm talking about aspects of this situation. I'm not going to proliferate their crap, but so what you'll do and what is the closest fire to you that you might want to put out is, did you, as you opened the show, did you examine your meds? Did you examine your food supply? Is there something
right.
that you didn't do that you've been putting off? And as I told my wife, the luxury of the illusion of having time on your side is, I think, just been smashed. I think that mirage is gone.
Oh, the time on your side is over, Rick. I mean, it is over, big time.
It might have been over for quite some time.
Let me put it like this. I'm not trying to interrupt you here, but
no,
I just want to put a bug in people's head. You know, thinking that all the stores are going to fill back up, it's a
yeah.
good hope. You know, it's a good wish, but you know what they say, wish in one hand and you know what in the other. But I'm not saying it's not going to happen, but
right.
don't
but
count
you don't,
on it
but
happening.
But you don't know. Yeah, that's
no,
it.
We don't
you,
know.
You don't. No, you don't know. And so what are you going to do? You're going to do what my friends do. You're going to react as though they will. In other words, you're going to put everything on red 26 and tell them to spin the wheel? Is that what you'll do for your family? Are you a responsible, intelligent person? Is that what you'll do? I got friends that are doing exactly that. They come to me in all confidence and tell me by May, this will all be forgotten. I just don't,
uh-huh.
I don't. That would be nice. Yeah, that would be great. But if you think for 1 minute I'm going to jeopardize my entire family, betting on that, you're betting wrong because I won't be doing that.
I hear you.
And so we could sort of get off this subject, but I'll tell you, that is music.
Yes, it is.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's our break, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. Please hold on.
Gonna be a bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. I think I can make it now. The pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Folks,
we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Love is but a song we sing, fears we will die. You can make the mountains ring, or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing, and you may not.
Welcome back to the Real Survival Show here on RBN. Everybody's main concern seems to be the virus. But, gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and accept this one caller that we have on the line.
Sure.
Being is, she is at work, and she won't be able to call in later. Her name is Allie, and she is in West Virginia on line 9. Good morning, Allie.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so happy to speak to you folks. I listen to you all the time when I can. Today is good gardening weather, and I must be out in the garden, and I can't listen to you today. Some time ago, you talked about a comprehensive fertilizer using borax, Epsom salt, and lime. And
yes,
I didn't hear the whole thing. I would like to know the ratios.
How's your memory today, Rick?
I'm walking toward the bucket. However, I will say this, and I wanted to bring this up on today's show, and now is as good a time as any. I mentioned last week on the show, and I'm wondering, raise your hands, if any of you looked at the video, and ma'am, I hope you've got a pencil. because this will answer all of your questions, although I will be happy to answer the one you just asked. There is a video on YouTube called Growing Your Garden the Mittlighter Way, and it is spelled Mittleider. This is something developed by Jacob Mittlighter, who is great. It's not written on the bucket. I got to go to the other bucket. It's about an hour and 48 minutes. It's about an hour and 48 minutes, but I really want everybody to watch this because the I'll give you the amounts here in just a second. As I have, now I don't have enough garden space. I got 16 beds, but some of them are only six or 7 feet long. It's not going to be enough space, and I'm going to have to create new beds. When I do create new beds, I'm going to find myself in that weird situation that Doug and off-grid with Doug and Stacy, they built these brand new beds, and they didn't do anything for the first year. They planted them, had great hopes, and nothing happened. And that was because the inorganics that feed the plants were not there. Yes, they were filled with pure compost and all the most wonderful stuff on the planet, and it didn't work because the organics did not have time to break down. So give me 2 seconds. I'm going to mute up because the radio is too loud. I'm going to get you what you need.
Well, okay. Well, I'll do my best to do that. I looked up this on the Internet, borax, Epsom salt, and lime, and all I could get was Epsom salt for the garden. But I wanted to incorporate all of it.
Yes, well, that's not the comprehensive fertilizer. That is the pre-plant mix. And, in fact, except for somebody like Jerry who's got way too much limestone in his soil already, and everybody else should probably follow this. Okay, I've got it here.
Your pre-plant
mix looks like this. You're going to use 5 pounds of lime or gypsum, whichever, both will work, 4 ounces of Epsom salt, and 1 ounce of borax.
So four what? 4 ounces?
Four ounces of Epsom salt and 1 ounce of borax. Now, you're going to sprinkle that on kind of like you're salting a steak or something like that, and it's going to do any number of things. It's going to add 3 or 4 of the 16 essential elements that everybody needs to grow great plants, and Jacob Mittlighter has 11 patents, so he's a brilliant man.
Wow.
He's off the charts when it comes to growing things. Now, the weekly feed, now, you want to jot this down as well, because every time you pull a crop and put a new crop down, you're going to throw that pre-plant mix, okay? I'm just giving you the overview. Your weekly feed, and it'll go down in the rate described in the video, but you can almost eyeball this, but it's 25 pounds of 16, 16, 16. That's a balanced fertilizer. 4 pounds of Epsom salt, which humorously enough is about one bag, and 10 ounces of what's called Micromix. Micromix contains about 8, 9, or 10 trace elements, which are part of the 16.
Hey guys, we got a break.
Yeah, I think so.
Hang on.
Stay right.
Ma'am, stay with us. We'll be right back, folks.
Okay,
3 minutes.
Will do. Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Woo! What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You, who are on the road, must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. At the moment, we are speaking with Allie in West Virginia. And Rick, you were trying to help
us? Let me finish the brief overview of how it works. But then I really do want you to watch the video tonight or something when you have time.
I will do that.
So there is, any time you put down a crop, begin a new crop, pull one out. Let's say you grow radishes or you're growing a six-week crop or an eight-week crop, and you pull those out, you're going to redo your pre-plant mix. That goes down again because a lot of that stuff is going to be used up. The weekly feed, you're going to sprinkle that. You're going to side dress, if you know that word, side dress.
Okay,
you'll side dress with the weekly feed. For those amounts, you're going to use so many ounces per so many feet, and that's all in the video. What they normally do is they will weigh out the weekly feed, put it in a can, put a Sharpie line there
and then they'll know that that many ounces will do 20 feet. And so they just distribute it evenly along the base of the plant there. So that's the basic overview. Now, what you'll find is that this video was presented by a man named David Gilmore, and he is the LDS prepper. He has a channel. He's a very laid-back, kind of a almost shy type guy, but he really is good at presenting the mitt lighter gardening process. I just got my course book in the mail yesterday. It is the Mitt Lighter Gardening Course Book. It was off Amazon. It was $26, $4 shipping. So I've got the course.
Did you say that is your book?
No.
Did you say that is your book?
No. It comes from Jacob Mitlider. He wrote the book. It is his book. What I'm going to do here, the one more component that you need is the micromix, and that is something that you do have to buy, but I'll tell you, there is cheap. A little bit of it goes a very, very long way. One 10-ounce package makes 25 pounds of your weekly feed. Now, the micro mix actually has in it all of the sum total of the rest of the 16 essential elements. And what you'll find out in the first 5 or 10 minutes of the video is that David Gilmore's wife is a certified master gardener. They have moved, I think, 16 times in 20 years, and every single time it works the same way. His wife, job one is to plant a garden. Job one is planting a garden. Well, for some reason, he got involved, and she wouldn't let him touch it, so he made his own garden. In the first 90 days, he outproduced his wife 6-1. This situation is no joke. I mean, what I'm suggesting to you is not, grab your chicken bones and your mojo bag and rub them and say a special chant. This is actual science that is proven to work. Even in the poorest parts of the world, they take this stuff to Africa and other places where people don't have any money. It's a cheap way to garden, and it's effective, and it works. If you follow the instructions, it will work every time. The micro mix, though, you've got to get it from the food. What do they call themselves? The Food for Everyone Foundation. Now, this would be the LDS, the Latter-day Saints, but my respect for them is growing. They're very nice people, very patient. I'm going to give you... there's a website, and there's also a number. Would you like the phone number? It's an 888.
Yes, please.
888-548-4449.
4449?
Yep.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Now, here's what's in. I'll tell you what's in it. It's because I'm looking right at it. Nitrogen, phosphate, potash, magnesium, sodium borate, manganese sulfate, zinc sulfate, iron sulfate, copper sulfate, calcium, sulfur, chloride, and sodium molybdate. Those are a lot of the things that you've got to have in order to successfully grow. This business where you buy something, some magical mix, and it says, it's got 90 things in it. Okay, that's wonderful. But that's a lot of nonsense. You don't need 90 things. There are 16 essential elements that you have to have in order for a plant to grow well. And they'd all be contained here if you do what they say. So, and I want to tell everybody, I mentioned this last week, I think, but I don't think people take me seriously. If you need to look at this video, yes, you're going to have to invest about an hour and 48 minutes. But he'll tell you in the first 3 minutes, we're going to show you how to grow food as though your life depended on it, because it might someday. That's what the man says. And so to that end, it's probably a good idea that you at least have a look. If you can't watch it all at once, watch it in three pieces.
I will do that. Okay. All right. I appreciate your information tremendously.
No, yes, it's all ma'am. Right. I was going to bring it up anyway. Now's a good time.
Okay. Okay.
All right, thanks, man.
Thank you, Allie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, Allie. You have a great weekend, hon.
All right. Rick, where do we want to go now, buddy? Do we want to do any economy stuff? I really don't, but if you do, we will.
No, I don't. No, I mean, we do have absolute off-the-chart record filings for unemployment, and that we are just getting started.
10 million already. Actually, 10,700,000.
Yeah, in 2 weeks, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, and if you think those things anywhere near over,
no.
You got a leak in your bucket somewhere. There will be many, many small businesses that closed. That are closed.
I would say a majority would, Rick. In fact, there are already. I forgot. I think it was New York City, where I believe. Now, guys, don't quote me on this. I believe they said New York City, 44% had already closed for good.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Everybody thinks this is all just going to bounce back like a rubber ball, and everything's just going to be, the sun's going to come out, we're all going to go to the beach, toss the beach ball around, maybe catch some crabs, have some beers. I don't think that's necessarily the way it's going to go.
Oh, no.
I mean, I'm praying for it, but I don't think so. So a lot of these people, now that they're closed, they won't come back. I was watching a report on the news just last week. One of our local restaurateurs, been in business for 30-something years. He had like 15 or 16 employees. Now, you know how this works. The man will know everybody's situation. He'll know who's married, who's divorced, who's got three kids, who's got one kid, who's a single mom, who's a guy who lost his job at the factory and is now waiting tables. He's going to know all those things about all those people. Well, he's got to close his doors for good. And there he sits in his empty restaurant that he's been running for 30 years now with his head in his hands. And I'm pretty sure probably tears in his eyes, because he understands that 15 people just got screwed over real good. So,
right.
I mean, this is going to be an ugly situation.
There's going to be suicides. There's going to be violence. You know, you're going to see people stealing to feed their children.
Right.
You know, stuff
like
that. You're
people in your yard stealing your food, too, I imagine.
I hope they don't.
Well, I'm going to suggest you do not shoot those people. There's nothing, probably nothing worse than shooting a hungry person. That probably will be a
real blessing. Well, you offer to help if you can do it, but you don't want them to steal from you.
Yeah, I agree. But that'll be your decision to make, and I desperately hope you'll think about this seriously before you get to that phase, because
you don't want to kill anybody unnecessarily. And all justification, you still live with it the rest of your life.
Yeah, I want you to think about it before we get there, so that your knee-jerk reaction doesn't suck. You know, think about, I do. I've been driving around in circles for years with the radio off thinking about this stuff. And so, you know, most of my knee-jerk reactions, I've already kind of thought them out. But
me too.
But you'll have to do that for yourself now. So when David Gilmour says, right in the beginning, right in the opening of his presentation, you know, we're going to teach you how to garden as though your life depended on it. This week, I'll bet you if you'd have watched that 2 months ago, it wouldn't have hit you the same way. You'd have thought to yourself, wow, boy, this guy certainly has an inflated opinion of himself. You know, now you're looking at it and you're going, oh dear. Holy mackerel, thank God I'm watching the video. So, you
right.
know, what a difference a month makes, huh?
Oh, you're not kidding. You know, things are changing so doggone fast, Rick.
Right,
I don't remember. I think I was, I don't remember if I was on another interview or one of our videos on YouTube responding to a comment, but somebody mentioned something about that. How fast everything is moving. You look at 1 January of this year, and then you look at, you know, from 1 January to March 31st, first quarter, how much has changed just during that quarter? And now we look at the projections and, you know, we see the second quarter is going to be so much worse. Even the president's saying it. You know, how much worse the second quarter is going to be? You know, yes, I agree with the year zero because this is the year that changes everything, Rick and Lori. I really believe that. You know, and I started saying this in January and I got slammed a little bit for it. Privately, thank goodness, not publicly. But, you know, like I tell Lori, I hate it when I'm right. And I do. But this quarter is going to be bad too, guys.
Yeah, well, so anyway, watch the video. You know, once again, you know, my buddy Blaise Pascal, the religious scholar and mathematician, you're going to, you know, if you spend the time to watch the video and you learn to garden better, and it turns out that your life is not on the line, then you're just about
to be lost.
Yeah. What? Oh, yeah. I mean, what is that? I think they made up the term winner for this situation.
Yeah.
You know, who doesn't want to be a better gardener? Come on, give me a break. It's still America's number one hobby. Now it might be actually be a little more than that. I will say this. Now, I can't remember anymore. Did I mention the origin of the word belief? I don't think I did.
Of the word what, Rick?
Belief. To believe.
No, I don't think so. Or if you did,
well,
I missed it.
Well, once again,
no,
a fascinating... thank you. A fascinating couple seconds from Mr. High. It seems that the word belief kind of popped up in multiple places around the world eons ago. You can follow it down through the Nordic area, and then also pops up in Sanskrit just about the same time. And what the actual the interpretation of the word means I wish. So,
okay,
what is humorous about people who. And I opened the show talking about, you know, how people can't possibly look at anything and make an intelligent decision because they come with a preformed belief that they got from God only knows where, and so everything just flows from there. If you look at the word belief, it means I wish. So you look at any given situation and you've already said, I wish this wasn't true. I wish this.
Right.
I wish that. Well, no wonder you can't think. I mean, you're already, you know, you're trying to look at a situation, you know, and you wish. I know. You wish.
Right.
Like you said, you hate it when you're right. I wish.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, okay. So listen. So moving on real quick, I will say this: this cloudy, cold.
It is.
Spring is with my seed starts is really presenting a very, very serious challenge. I've got what have I got? 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. 25 flasks of seeds started, and they're moving very slowly. Some of the things, of course, like the tomatoes and the peppers and the eggplants are still on the heat mat under a light because there's no way on the
planet. Am I hearing music, Rick?
We are. Guys, hold on a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a break, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Damn, that's God shall get. Them that's not shall lose. So the Bible says, and it still is news. Mama may have, and Papa may have.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Welcome back to the Real Survival Show here on RBN. All right, Rick, you were in the middle of a thought when we went to break. You want to go ahead?
Yeah, with respect to trying to start seeds for this year. It's been a kind of a challenging situation.
Oh, yeah.
And, and so I will say, look, two things. First of all, I mentioned, I think, spoon feeding your starts when they get the first set of true leaves. So my winter
right squash, now, Rick, that was one quarter tablespoon in a gallon of water of Miracle-Gro. Isn't that what you told me?
No.
Okay, yeah, I got that from somewhere else.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I did that to my winter squash. What I actually did was I used half of the dose of an indoor plant, and it still burned them. Some of them will probably survive, but it's going to force me to every plant I put in the garden this week, I will include one seed just in case I lose my start, because I'm not going to, I'm not going to put up with this. So what I've taken to doing, there is a product that I really like, and it's very, very useful. When you're moving bushes or anything, it's called Quick Start. Quick Start is a very mild fertilizer, very mild, but it is it has root stimulator in it.
Okay.
Which to me, I mentioned this before, I think, which to me smells just like vitamin B, and it may well be. No pun intended.
Taste it.
I'm using that at half a dose, at half the intended dose, because it's mild, it's got root stimulator, and I'm hoping that will work better than trying the Miracle-Gro. If you look at the spoon on Miracle-Gro, it'll have the green plastic spoon. There's two sides to it. I think one's like a teaspoon is a tablespoon, and then on the back they will have rates for outdoor plants and rates for potted plants.
Right.
And, you know, even cutting the indoor rate in half didn't do it. So, boy, I'll tell you what, when you go to feed these things, be very, very, very gentle. Quick Start is another product. Here it is right here. It is made by Miracle-Gro. And it is for planting and transplanting starting solution. And there is Miracle-Gro.
Yeah, top of the hour. All right.
Top of the hour.
Go ahead, Lori.
We'll be back in about 3 to 4 minutes. Please hold on.
800-313-9443.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.